Welcome back to this episode of the Football Front, Season 2, Episode 1. My first episode post-Super Bowl review. I'm going to be talking about all of the news, such as Calvin Ridley, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and also go over my top 10 QBs. That's in my opinion. Without further ado, let's get right into it. So in this episode, we'll be going over all the news of recent. Haven't uploaded in a while, but that's because there really was no news to go over. But let's start off. Let's go with the franchise tags. Orlando Brown Jr., the left tackle of the Kansas City Chiefs, got franchise tagged. David Njoku of the Cleveland Browns got franchise tagged. Jesse Bates of the Bengals got franchise tagged. Definitely well-deserved. He was one of the key parts of that defense leading to the Super Bowl. Mike Gesicki of the Miami Dolphins got franchise tagged. He was one of their best targets last year. Dalton Schultz of the Cowboys had a solid year last year. He deserved it. He's a tight end. Cam Robinson of the Jaguars. He's still relatively young. He deserves a contract for sure. Big one, Devontae Adams. He franchise tagged with the Packers. And Aaron Rodgers is back, so they'll run that back for another few years probably. Chris Godwin got a franchise tag by the Bucks, and that will be it. Keep going with the news. Washington Commanders trade for Carson Wentz. The Colts receive the Commanders' third round draft picks in 2022 and 2023, and the 2023 third rounder can become a second round selection if Wentz plays 70% of Washington snaps. They also swap second round picks for 2022. So, let me say what I want to say about this. Carson Wentz underperformed for sure last year. I don't think that's a doubt. He underperformed, and he probably was going to get traded. I wasn't expecting it to be so soon, and I wasn't expecting it to be the Commanders. Honestly, I was expecting him to go to more of a team that kind of wants to contend. I was expecting maybe him to go to the Buccaneers, maybe, that still want to contend, and they want to, maybe he'll get a second chance there. But I definitely think that could be a good fit for Carson Wentz. Now, I don't think he's a good quarterback anymore. Like, I don't think he's worth that all too much, but he's going to be at least probably a decent bridge quarterback for a little bit. He'll also get a, QB battle, I guess, between him and Taylor Heineke. He wasn't, because Heineke hasn't been bad. So, we'll see. Next up on the news list, Arizona Cardinals release starting inside linebacker Jordan Hicks. He was really good last year. He had 116 tackles and 4 sacks, but they cut him, so Zaven Collins, the new newer player, they wanted him more playing time. So this also will save them $6.5 million, and yeah, I'm kind of shocked, but I'm also not shocked at the same time. Next up, Alejandro Villanueva retires after 7 seasons. He played 6 with the Steelers, 1 with the Ravens. Ravens last year. He had a really good career. He was kind of expected to retire after last year, but he decided to stay, and he signed off with the Ravens. Keep going down the news list. Bobby Wagner has gotten released by the Seattle Seahawks. So he was, he's obviously a staple in that defense. He is the captain of that defense. This all happened after Russell Wilson got traded to the Denver Broncos. I'll go over that in a minute. But after that happened, they decided to go into full rebuild mode and release Bobby Wagner. This saves them $16.6 million in cap space, but it also leaves them, a gap in their defense. It's definitely, it's going to be tough to fill. Let's see. keep going down. Again, the news list. Yes, here it is. Denver Broncos trade for Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson going to the Denver Broncos. The Broncos are going to have to give away Drew Lock, Noah Fant, Shelby Harris, two first-round picks, which is 2022 number 9 overall and 2023 first-round pick, and then two second-round picks this year. It's number 40 overall and next year's 2023 pick. It's a big, big, you know, news thing. So, like, I don't think I expected it to happen this soon. I expected it to be a bit more long drawn out because Wilson hadn't actually said something. But, they, you know, he got traded, so I guess it happened. And I think the Broncos arguably gave up too much for him. Fant's a solid tight end. Drew Lock's really nothing. Shelby Harris is a really good player. Two firsts and two seconds for a quarterback that might only be around for another 3 years. So, I think they might have given up too much, honestly, for Russell Wilson. Kind of seems weird to say. But at this stage in his career, I think it is too much. Next up on the news list, Tennessee Titans signed Harold Landry to a 5-year, $87.5 million contract. It's a good contract. It's a big one. I think he deserves it. He's a good player. He's kind of become not a staple, but a really big player on that defense. He's still young. He had 12 sacks last year. So, I think he deserves a good contract like that. Let me keep on scrolling. Take me a minute. Yeah, let's go over Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has agreed to re-sign with the Packers. But, huge but here, he hasn't agreed to a specific contract. He wants more money, but there is no contract that has been signed. He's just agreed to come back. Everyone was making a big deal that he's going to be locked up on all of this. He has not actually been locked up for that long of a time. He's still under contract for this year, but I think that's it. Let's see. I gotta keep scrolling. I feel like there was another big, big thing. Let's keep going, I guess. Scrolling through. Let's see. Looks like the combine is going on. I kind of forgot about that. I'm not gonna be doing more than probably two mock drafts. I haven't paid attention. I'm not a guy that pays much attention to college. I'm a big NFL guy, so I save all my energy for that. So, let's see. I might do a few mock drafts, but that the combine's done now. Ah, here's the huge news. Not as big as Wilson and Rodgers, but this is the next best biggest news. Calvin Ridley has been suspended for all of next season for betting on 5 games in the regular season. I think this is a smart move by the NFL. The NFL should have cracked down on this stuff and kind of picked on Calvin Ridley to send a message because he's a bigger name player. And if without, you know, a big name player, they wouldn't be able to get the message across. The message has definitely been put across on that now. No one's going to be betting on games anytime soon. Calvin Ridley, as I said before, is suspended all of next season. Keep going. McCaffrey and the Panthers. The Panthers are listening to trade offers. This doesn't mean anything. But I think that Christian McCaffrey will get traded after this season. He hasn't been good. This offseason. He'll get traded this offseason, in my opinion. He hasn't been good enough. He's been good, but not that good in the past 2 years, specifically. All right. Jack Doyle has retired from the Indianapolis Colts. Just a quick little thing there. Kyle Van Noy has been released by the Patriots. He was the outside linebacker. Second time with the Patriots. Let's see. I already covered some of this news. Amari Cooper. There was something on Amari Cooper. He was suspected to be released. Was he actually released? I need to know. This is huge. If Amari Cooper was released, yes, he was. No, he's likely to be released. Okay, so if he is released, he's going to be a major player on the wide receiver market. There's a lot of teams that need a good receiver. I think a lot of people are saying the Patriots. Not only the Patriots, I think that would be a good deal for them. He's going to need a lot of money. We'll see if Bill Belichick wants to do that. But I could also see a team like the Raiders maybe going after him for a second stint there. Maybe a team like the Ravens going after him. I could see that. Both those teams, I think, could fit the bill for what you want if you're Amari Cooper. That is going to be it. All right, so now for the second part of this episode, just kind of stretch it out, get some more stuff in. We're going to go over, my opinion, the top 10 quarterbacks in the league going into this year. So this means we are not including Big Ben Roethlisberger or Tom Brady or anyone that has retired. So in my opinion, number one is going to go to Patrick Mahomes. I don't think this is a doubt anymore. You can Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to go Patrick Mahomes in this case. Patrick Mahomes was threw for 4,828 yards, 37 touchdowns, only 13 picks. He was good on the, solid on the ground, 381 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns. He was overall just a great quarterback. He obviously wasn't his best year. He started off a bit slow, but he recovered well, and I think he'll be able to have another good season. He's arguably the best quarterback in the league now, outside of Aaron Rodgers. Those are the two biggest competition. At number two, now shockingly, I've mentioned him already, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers threw for 4,015 yards, 37 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions. That's crazy. Only throwing 4 interceptions. He did rush for 3 touchdowns on the ground, too. Overall, again, great quarterback. Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw interceptions. He throws a lot of yards. He's on a good team. Team that should have done better, but you can't argue with 4 MVPs, 2 in a row. Now, he won the MVP this year. I'm not going to argue with Aaron Rodgers. So, we'll keep on moving. Josh Allen, at number 3. He threw for 4,407 yards, 36 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. He had 6 touchdowns on the ground, 763 rushing yards as well. Now, going into the season, I was still a bit skeptic on Josh Allen. I thought it was going to be a fluke. Early in the season, I thought he was kind of just a one-year wonder, especially after that Steelers game in week 1 where they lost to the Steelers, who ended up not doing that good. They went 8-8-1. But when I saw him against the Chiefs in that game, that convinced me that he was definitely a top 5 quarterback, and in my opinion, now number 3. That was what led me to all of that. The only reason I think I have him this high is because he, played that good against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in such a close, good game. At number 4, I have Lamar Jackson. Now, I'm not the biggest believer in Lamar Jackson, but it's hard to doubt his talent. I don't think Lamar Jackson's the best throwing QB. He's a good throwing QB. But his legs, he can run, and that alone makes him a good enough player. And that's why he's at number 4. The reason he's not ahead of people like Josh Allen is because of his throwing talent. We're not sure about that because he hasn't gotten really good receiving, and they've only been a running team. He's not going to be known for his throwing, but he's going to be known for his running. That's for sure. Looking at his stats, he was injured for some of the season. Keep that in mind when you're thinking about Lamar Jackson. So, if he was injured, that means he's not going to be getting as many yards. He threw for 2,882 yards. He had 767 rushing yards, which is four more than Josh Allen had. But he's just an incredible runner. Two touchdowns as well. He threw for 16 touchdowns, 13 picks. As I said, he's not the most consistent thrower, but his running ability is hard to doubt. And that's why he's this high on the list. At number five, this might be bias. This might be recency bias. Specifically, I've got Matthew Stafford. Coming off of that Super Bowl win, he played really good this whole season. He was 4,886 yards passing, 41 touchdowns, 17 picks. 17 picks isn't great, but it's still very, very good season for Matt Stafford. He proved himself. He greatly proved himself in the Super Bowl by leading his team. He proved that it wasn't just he looked decent on the lines and he couldn't actually do something. He proved the doubters wrong in that game. I can justify putting someone like Russell Wilson or even Kyler Murray ahead of him, but I've got Matt Stafford on this list. Again, that might be recency bias for me. But that's what I've got. And number six, I've got Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow led his team in his second year coming off of an ACL and MCL injury. In the last year, he's a second-year player. He came out, threw 4,611 yards, 34 touchdowns, 14 picks. Ran solid on the ground as well. And he kind of just came and quietly did his thing for the first part of the season. And then he really came into the spotlight in the second part and then in the playoffs. He performed really well in the playoffs, in my opinion, especially against the Chiefs. He had no chance against the Rams in that final, possession. So I'm going to give Joe Burrow that number six spot. I think he's a really, really good player. He's going to develop into something really special. Now at number seven, I'm going to move my original list around. I'm putting Kyler Murray at number seven. Kyler Murray looks like he might end up holding out for new contract extension, but you still can't doubt how good of a quarterback he was this season. Kyler Murray threw for 3,787 yards, 24 touchdowns, 10 picks. He had 5 rushing touchdowns and 423 rushing yards. And let me see, how many games played did he have? Yeah, I'll figure that out later. But here it is. He played in 14 games, so he was injured for 3 games. Had he played in those 3 games, he would have been maybe 4,200 yards passing. He played really good this year. I can't doubt that. He could have performed better. Now, I'm going to talk about what he wants in his contract real quick. He wants a big contract. I think he deserves that, but he shouldn't be trying to tear apart his team essentially while doing it. In my opinion, if he asks for too much money, then he's going to be screwing over the whole team because he's going to be taking up their whole salary cap and they won't be able to sign any other people to help him. So it'll just be a waste of his money or his talent and a waste of the Cardinals' money. We'll see how that develops in the next few weeks and possibly the next few days. But there seems to be a little bit of bitterness between Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. At number 8, I've got Russell Wilson. Keep in mind, he was injured for a lot of this season. He only played in 14 games, and he was kind of banged up for some of them. He threw for 3,113 yards, 25 touchdowns, 6 picks, 183 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. That's solid. That's just solid numbers. Wasn't the best numbers we've seen Russell Wilson put up, but they were very, very good numbers this year. Not his best, though. At number 9, I'm going to go Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert, second-year player. Herbert had 5,014 passing yards, 38 touchdowns, only 15 interceptions, 302 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns. That's really good numbers, especially for a guy in his second year. He's really going to develop into something good, in my opinion. The question is, will he be stuck on a bad team? That's what I'm going to want to figure out. There's no doubt the talent is there for Justin Herbert, and I just want to see it kind of be put into something like a deep playoff run and really see what we've got in Justin Herbert. And then at last, this isn't one I want to do. I prefer not to have him in here, but he was kind of the only other good option. First of all, say my honorable mentions before I get into this. Matt Ryan and Ryan Tannehill are my honorable mentions. And then I've got Dak Prescott at number 10. Dak Prescott, 4,449 yards, 37 touchdowns, 10 picks. A rushing touchdown, 146 yards. You might be thinking, oh, this sounds good. He should be higher on your list. My reasoning behind Dak Prescott, potentially not even wanting him to be on the list, was the way he played in that playoff game. He played horrible. And he was expected to be so good. I don't think he deserved that contract. He deserved a good contract. I think the Cowboys overpaid him. How old is Dak Prescott? He's 28. He'll keep developing for a little bit. But I think he'll only become kind of this spot of quarterback, maybe 9, 10, 11 position of quarterback. He's not going to develop into a top 5, top 6, top 7 quarterback, in my opinion. He just doesn't have it, cut out in it, I guess. So that's just my opinion on that. And that's going to be it for this episode. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see you next episode. Peace.